AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Columbus Day weekend at Paul Ryan's house is being spent deciding what to do next. The House Ways and Means Committee chairman must decide if he wants to be the next Speaker of the House. After Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy decided not to run, the focus has been on Ryan. He says he doesn't want the job. Utah's Jason Chaffetz says he will drop out of contention if Ryan wants to be Speaker.
I think he checks every box. He's got the great experience. He's a visionary. He understands the institution. He's a great spokesperson. And one of the things I think people love about him is that he puts his family first.
Chaffetz was on ABC's This Week. Even hardline Republicans say they will back Paul Ryan. Iran's parliament approved an outline for a nuclear agreement with world powers. Final approval is expected later this week. Iran's judiciary says there is a verdict in the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. He has been detained in Iran for more than a year on espionage allegations. The AP's Adam Schreck reports it's not clear yet what the verdict is.
What the judicial official said was that the verdict can be appealed within 20 days, but he said he didn't know if the verdict had in fact been given to Jason Rezaian or to his lawyer.
The executive editor of the Washington Post calls the announcement vague and puzzling. In Ankara, Turkey, there are protests in the streets. The government decided to prevent pro-Kurdish politicians and other mourners from holding a memorial for victims of yesterday's bombings. There was a similar rally today in Paris. A man collapsed while hiking in Lincoln, New Hampshire, and died despite an extensive rescue effort. A New Hampshire National Guard helicopter flew to the scene to assist. The number one movie at the box office again, Matt Damon, The Martian.
Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
Meantime, the blockbuster Pan flopped on its opening weekend. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL today, the undefeated Atlanta Falcons look to go 5-0 today. They host the Washington Redskins. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan says their offense has a simple game plan.
From an offensive standpoint, I don't think it changes for us. I mean, every time we touch the ball, it's about scoring points.
Later today, the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots look to go 4-0. They visit Dallas to play the Cowboys. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is not worried about having last weekend off.
There's no letdown for us. I think, you know, we're trying to, you know, establish a certain level of play. And, you know, we got off to a decent start this year, so... you know, we got to keep it going.
Other big matchups today. Seattle is at Cincinnati and Denver visits Oakland. In the baseball playoffs, the National League teams have the day off today. It's game threes in the American League. Kansas City is at Houston, tied at a game apiece. While Toronto visits Texas, the Rangers have a 2-0 lead in that series. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.